Good morning, you guys.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. My dad was supposed to be here today, Philip, but his stupid boss didn't let him have the day off.
Boo!
I think he was jealous.
That sounds like, yeah.
Okay, after all these years you've been together, what made it possible for you guys to stick together?
Boy, that's a good question, because you're coming up on 25 years now.
25 years. I think... I think it's down to actually starting out being friends before we were in a band, and so we dealt with a lot of the things that bands normally suffer from, you know, ego problems and all that. Didn't ever enter into it, you know. We kind of
shared sleeping accommodation.
Is that right?
Yeah, I never could really get into that. In fact, when Edge and Adam used to stay over at my house, I used to sleep in between the sheet and the blanket, because I didn't want to do the touchy thing.
Sure, of course. I don't blame you. That'll break up a band quicker than anything.
It wasn't a very big bed, let's be honest.
Has there ever come a time when it has seriously been considered? Or you guys talk. I mean, you've never had a failure, really. So
every album gets to the point where you really ask yourself, why do you want to do this? And if you came out of punk rock, which we did when we were kids, when we were 15 and 16, you have this idea in the back of your head haunting you, like Catholic guilt or something, that one day you will grow up and be crap. and moving house will be more important than making a great record, and it's always there, moving house.
But you really honestly like thought at any point during the
no.
time?
I mean, come on, I mean, we get to come to LA, we get to hang out here, pay rock. I mean, it's the best job in the world.
You know, I just say one thing, you know, death to whinging rock stars.
Yeah. Forget it.
Ralph, who's next this morning?
Jed the Fish wandered up here, guys.
Jed.
And Jed is...
You guys remember Jed?
We would know Jed from...
How are you, Jed?
How are you?
There has been Treasury Department-like Interscope security around letting us hear the album before it comes out. So I hadn't heard it until it was on the air this morning. And you guys, this sounds like a really strong record. It sounds like you really wrote the songs. I mean, really great. Is anybody a cook in the band? I like to cook in my spare time. Sometimes I get myself all wound up over it, and sometimes it's relaxing. Does anyone in you two like to cook at home, and what do you cook?
I occasionally have been known
What's
to...
What's your specialty?
My specialty is flapjack pancakes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I'm very good at them.
Wow.
Yeah, so I do the breakfast thing pretty well, but it gets a bit boring when you have them for three meals of the day. So
yeah.
I like to...
Mix things up a bit.
Yeah, mix it up a bit.
Do you guys ever chip in and do any of the work around the club you own? Have there been occasions when you've been called into action behind the register or in the kitchen?
Painting and decorating.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, yeah.
Edge does the housekeeping.
You know, if you want a place to... You have to, you know, you have to look out.
You got
to
keep it up.
Sure,
yeah, sure
absolutely.
You do. I understand.
It's nice to play security sometimes.
You just walk in and kick
you
some butt?
You can't get in. It's my club.
I got to tell you, the stories that we have heard from the listeners this past week, all of whom are here in front of us this morning, you can't believe what your band has done for tourism in Ireland. How many people have been to Ireland to stalk these guys, to go to the club... To sit out in front of the house, to take the pictures where the picture was taken. I mean, it's
this is just one Irish family, though.
It is, yeah. That's pretty much it.
Before you get too far,
Mom goes to work.
Before you get too far into that Guinness, how about another number on the big stage here this morning?
That's a very good
idea. What do you think?
Take that with you or set it down, whatever you'd like. Thank you.
This is Breakfast with You Too. The band is here, getting ready to walk over to the stage now, do another numbers for it. The CD, by the way, comes out on Tuesday, called All That You Can't Leave Behind. This is the big one. This is the one, Kevin, we've always wanted. This is the breakfast we've always wanted to be at.
This or,
Weird Al, obviously.
Weird Al. Yeah.
Careful.
This or Weird Al, that's all we're saying.
That's okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you too, live on K-Rock.
This should go down well with all the Los Angelians, but we're dedicating this to the New York Yankees. Them to win for all the wrong reasons.